massive tech worker layoffs amidst alleged tech worker shortage. What does it mean for you? STEM is an acronym that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. Came into widespread use about 20 years ago. It plays a big role in immigration policy, visas such as the H-1B visa, and discussions of education policies. And also, remarkably enough, so-called diversity, trying to get underrepresented minorities in technical fields. In many respects, it's almost a euphemism or a code word for computer programmers, who constitute a very high fraction of the guest workers brought in under visas that are justified by claims that there is a terrible shortage of so-called STEM workers. Most of those people are computer programmers. Nonetheless, it in principle discusses electrical engineers, many other people, mathematicians, many, many different categories of workers. The last month or so, we've seen numerous announcements of major layoffs by large companies, big tech employers, such as Amazon. And I'm going to focus on the example of Amazon because it's one of the largest layoffs, and it's also a highly profitable company that's been doing gangbusters business the last couple of years. Let's talk a little bit about this. Employers of STEM workers have claimed a desperate shortage of STEM workers, especially computer programmers, for many, many decades. In fact, you can find numerous examples of this dating all the way back to the 1950s, especially in the aftermath of the Sputnik launch in 1957. These claims have been repeated year after year during booms and busts, including during periods with many high-profile layoff announcements. We now seem to be in such a period. And in fact, big tech STEM employers are now reporting many large layoffs of STEM workers. This is November 2022. This includes not only unprofitable companies with widely used products and services such as Twitter, recently acquired by Elon Musk, but highly profitable companies such as Amazon, which remains highly profitable as of now. This is from TrueUp, and it shows all the layoffs in the last year. Well, I don't know if it shows all, but many high-tech layoffs in the last year, with over 49,000 so far in November of 2022. You can go to their website here. So this is just to show that Amazon is not some weird outlier. We can see lots and lots of these layoffs. Amazon is discarding the STEM workers despite record profits and an alleged shortage of STEM workers. It's a highly profitable company. This is their latest quarterly report to the SEC, and they claim to have made over $11 billion in net income, presumably profit, in the 12 months ending September 30th, 2022. You can see they're very profitable. They have supposedly been very profitable for several years. So they're not really laying people off because they're losing money or anywhere near losing money. Now, Amazon is a big promoter of the STEM worker shortages and agitating for the H-1B guest worker visas and many others. There are many other obscure what are basically guest worker visas. So here's a couple of examples of this. Here is from 2020, where Amazon, Google, Apple, and many of these other companies that are routinely laying off their employees were speaking out against Trump's freeze on immigrant work visas. Amazon is also a big supporter of code.org, which promotes the idea that eighth graders and people like that should start learning programming because there's a desperate shortage of programmers. And boy, this is just a safe, secure, long-term future career for all of those people. And they tend to focus on, ostensibly, on underrepresented minorities, which seems to be a code word for African Americans and, I would say, Hispanics who have visible American Indian ancestry. Okay, so here they are as one of the biggest supporters of code.org with over $3 million in donations. They're also a member of Compete America, the Compete America Coalition, which also promotes these ideas. So it's worth thinking about, and I believe anyone who's considering working in computer programming, in particular STEM fields, And often people see this sort of stuff and they say, oh, that's a great job. I should take that career. I should go get that degree and so on. And this is heavily promoted in our advertising-supported mass media, with occasional exceptions. Well, let's think about how contradictory many of these things are. Companies like Amazon, which are at the very top, claim to be extremely picky in who they hire. They have grueling application processes where you take essentially coding tests now that take hours, which test you very frequently on things like how to write sorting algorithms, something which is no longer, almost never done in programming jobs, but it's taught in school. So they have the grueling coding exams and many other, they're very demanding. They claim they just can't find anybody. They're desperate, you know, anybody with, you know, a degree in computer programming or whatever, they can have whatever job they like. There's all this kind of stuff. Yet despite this desperate shortage, these extreme difficulty in finding supposedly qualified STEM workers, mostly computer programmers, they're frequently laying them off. Even when they're making large amounts of money, like Amazon is doing, they're getting rid of people. As we can see here. And more generally, many, many other companies are doing this. Even with Twitter, which is not profitable, it's a very widely used, almost a monopoly in many areas, in its particular strange niche, right, which is very political, actually. But Twitter is very demanding in who it hires, and also, I think, has made implied. In fact, Jack Dorsey, who was the long-term head of Twitter, is shown in the Code.org promotional video in 2013 that went viral and had millions of views. I'm not going to show it here. And the point is, they are always saying, well, we hire the best, we can't find anybody, we're desperate to find people, all this kind of language. And that applies to Twitter and these heavily funded, money-losing, you know, quote, startups that receive huge amounts of money from these murky venture capital firms and other investors, right? So if Elon Musk takes over Twitter and he then lays off thousands of their employees, well, you could argue, yeah, it's not profitable, but does that really make sense even for Twitter? But especially with Amazon, where the company is highly profitable, has been for years, is doing better than it's done ever before. I think they've had some declines as the pandemic has lowered, but they've, you know, moved into all kinds of new areas. They seemingly are expanding, and yet they're laying off all these people. Amazon, of course, is notorious for extremely high turnover. Many people that have worked there describe it in very negative terms, and that's why they leave. I've heard similar things about some of Elon Musk's companies. So again, there's an enormous disconnect between these frequent layoffs, such as we're seeing now, and these claims of a desperate shortage. Remember, they're really talking about a crisis. They're talking about it's very difficult to find people. All sorts of people apply for jobs at these companies that seem very qualified and are turned down on a regular basis. They don't seem to believe those people are qualified. And so that includes people with, you know, PhDs. It includes people with degrees from top schools like MIT and Caltech and Carnegie Mellon. They claim sometimes they want the best of the best, the very top programmers, the mysterious 10X programmers. But once they've found these alleged supermen, they are often getting rid of them within a few years. So again, these layoffs suggest very strongly that there's no real shortage of STEM workers. What are they actually doing? I don't know. I think the thought process is they don't really need the very best of the best. They want to hire young, relatively inexperienced. A fair number of the hires are probably right out of school. They don't have a lot of real-world experience. These people are hired because they're young, they're in good health, they're relatively pliable. They don't understand a lot of what's going on around them, which makes them easy to manipulate. They work very hard. They're not looking for slackers. They are looking for those hardworking people who do reasonably well in school and will work long hours, unpaid overtime in particular. And they feel that those people wear out. They work them very hard and then discard them within a few years. They structure reviews, all kinds of things are done. So these people will sort of leave under their own power Amazon's notorious for difficult working conditions, so there's no need in many cases to lay them off, as is shown here. The layoffs often appear to target older people. Even very highly qualified and productive over older people seem to often be targets. What are they worried about? Why don't they like those people? I think they fear those people may either take over their company from within, as has sometimes happened, or will leave and found their own company, which happens all the time, of course, in high technology. They want those people burned out. They don't want them to build up a track record or connections with financiers or customers or other people that will lead them to become a threat to the company. That's what I think they're doing. I think that's been done for a very, very long time, probably before I was born, in a lot of technology and engineering areas. That's what I think. What does that mean for you going into these careers? They're usually short-lived. Take your pay money up front. Don't be mesmerized by stock options or other things that may not materialize. Being paid cash up front is probably the best strategy. It's not to say you should turn down stock options or restricted stock or things like that, but at best, it is best to treat it as like somebody gives you a lottery ticket that in most cases won't be worth very much. They'd much rather give you that than cash. But cash is king. Cash is what you can count on. And plan on the career probably not lasting very long. So it's like being a supermodel in a way, except you don't get paid as much as a supermodel, right? You're beautiful and desirable for a couple of years, and then they move on to the next, you know, person. And although it doesn't actually pay as well as being a supermodel in most cases, the salaries do not put you in the top 1% of salaries, which is something like $325,000 a year is the cutoff to start in the top 1%. So programmers, engineers with several years of experience are typically making a lot less than that, maybe $150,000 in some cases today, in a few cases maybe higher. Again, get paid up front, realize that the pay has to be discounted for the insecurity, the long hours, and sometimes abusive working conditions, oddly enough, for companies. Again, they don't face a real shortage, and they're free to do a lot of these things because there's actually an oversupply. They're encouraging a lot of people to go into these fields that they don't even intend to hire. They're just to put downward pressure on the salaries and working conditions of the people they do hire. So get paid up front. Don't buy into the STEM shortage claims and the implications of a very secure long-term career.
This concludes this video presentation. If you like this video, please click like. Please click subscribe and the notification bell if you would like to receive more content from us. You can avoid internet censorship by subscribing directly to our RSS news feed. Please consider sharing the link by email and on your website or blog, in addition to liking, upvoting, or sharing on increasingly censored, advertising beholden, big company social media. We have encountered such censorship. Mathematical software is developing algorithms and software to automate data analysis, reducing the risks of costly errors and increasing the predictive power of the results. You can support our work financially by subscribing on our Patreon page, https://www.patreon.com/mathsoft, or scanning the QR code in the lower right corner.